24 minutes after 6 on the drive. Right, the moment we've all been waiting for. A very special guest is joining us, Ryan McMullen. Well, all I can say is he's already had a documentary film to his name already, and he's getting very close to his debut album. But we're very lucky, and a big welcome to Sligo. And you walked in, you said, "I've been here before, Shamie."
Yes.
Come into that mic.
I'm trying to figure out if it was for Bowie on the radio or if I was here with Bioga for Make a Mark. I think it was Make a Mark. Just whenever I see the setup of the room, I'm going, yeah, this reminds me of Bioga.
Yeah.
So.
And a great tune as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. A very difficult one to sing, I'm not going to lie.
It's
right at the top of my range, but you know what? That's their problem now.
Well, I'm so glad you joined us. And look, we've been playing you a lot for the last couple of years, and mm-hmm. it's great to see you.
Yeah.
And I suppose the old COVID kind of broke it up for everybody in between, mm-hmm. so that kind of stopped you. But it didn't stop you from writing a few songs.
Well, do you know what? It did for a long, long time. For a long time during that period, I just couldn't. For the life of me, because even though it was everybody would go, "Oh, you've got all this time off, what are you doing?" It's like the same as you, just getting through it, you know, kind of like a confinement of the mind as well as the physical. And then all of a sudden, one week, it all changed, and, you know, 7 songs in 5 days sort of happened, and then a few more the week after, and most of them ended up making the album in the end. So, yeah. As much as it was bitter, it was kind of sweet.
Yeah, so you kind of started. You started in the pubs, lot of guys, like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
that. And you were doing the old schooling for the old engineering and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I did my degree in civil engineering while singing in the pubs at night to help pay for it. but also, that's where you cut your teeth, you know. It kind of builds you up to sort of take a bit of slag in here and there, so it's all good.
It's all good. I'll tell you, I was telling you off air anyway, the first kind of single that I discovered was the Bowie on the Radio.
Yeah.
I absolutely fell in love with that record. And I'm delighted to see that it will be coming on the album.
Yeah, do you know what? That was, as I was saying to you as well, you know, there was a kind of fight in my head because I love that song too, you know, every gig that we play, once I know that it's coming up next, I almost get an extra step.
That's the one that gives it to you.
Go up an extra gear, you know. So I guess I kind of fought with it because I didn't know if I wanted to have any songs that I'd already released on the album. But Bowie just always, I just thought it deserved more than it just the single release. I just thought it deserved a bigger home.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I just had to call it and say, listen, it's going on.
Tell me, you've had a lot of EPs over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. or whatever, and then you finally decided to make an album.
Yeah.
You know, was there a reason for that? Or?
Yeah, you know what? To be brutally honest, I hadn't stopped for almost 5 years, and momentum was gathering, and as much as I wanted to release the album, I didn't really have the time or the sort of, I guess, facilities and team around me. So releasing EPs was kind of a means to an end, you know, let's not worry about the album, let's just put out another thing, and then that worked, let's do another one, and finally I decided to make the album, and then the coronavirus hit, and messed it all up.
Absolutely. Tell me, when you go to do a couple of songs, what are you going to do first for us?
I'll do the single, the current single, Real Love. I wish Niamh was here to sing it with me, but she's got other engagements.
We give her the night off.
Yeah,
give her the night off. Ryan McMullen, live in studio. I was going to say live in studio. And Real Love.
Looking back, trying to work it out, I can't pretend that the blurred lines got any clearer now. If only you could have talked about how it's too hard to change. Baby, I know how it feels. I know how it feels. And I don't want to leave, but I want to believe you when you tell me this is over. Whatever happened to the moral of the story, the happy ever after? And I don't want to lose, but I don't want to confuse you that any of it matters. It turns out when you know, you thing about us is I can pretend to the whole world just how I feel. Seems I was never enough. You stand to lose, and that's what I choose you to feel. I'm holding out for something real, something real, something I don't wanna leave, but I wanna believe you when you tell me this is over. Whatever happened to the moral of the story, the happy ever after? And I don't wanna lose, but I don't wanna confuse you that any of it matters. It turns out when you know, you know. I can tell the way you talk, you don't give enough. Maybe in time you'll think it's real love. Real love shouldn't need this kind of work. Real love shouldn't need this kind of work. I can tell the way you talk, you don't give enough. Maybe in time you'll think it's real love. Real love shouldn't need this kind of work, no. Real love shouldn't need this kind of work. I don't wanna leave, but I wanna believe you when you tell me this is over. Whatever happened to the moral of the story, the happy ever after? And I don't wanna lose, but I don't wanna confuse you that any of it matters. It turns out when you know, you know. It turns out when you know, you know.
Absolutely wonderful.
Jeez.
Oh no, beautiful, absolutely, absolutely. And that's the current single, and that's on the album. It's on the album, yes. What's the title of the album? Just
the album's called Redesign.
Yeah.
Because I kind of wanted to change a few things about, you know, I kind of felt like I pigeonholed myself a little bit, and I kind of wanted to redesign that. And then it almost got redesigned.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, so redesign kind of made sense for the whole thing. And it, you know, there's a song called Redesign, which will be, it's the title track, because it was the beginning of, I feel like there's a change, and it just the beginning of the change, I guess.
Okay. Because you're 5 years in, like, that's the way you look at it, and things change.
Everything changes, life changes. Yeah. And you kind of mold into certain things, and a bit of rest kind of gives you a new perspective. And yeah, I'm just excited for the redesign and for what comes after it as well, you know.
Well, we haven't long to wait. August 22nd, I believe, is the date.
August 26th?
6th, is it?
August 26th.
26th, I mean.
And then the tour starts the day after, so I guess.
I might be getting an advance copy on the 22nd.
Yeah, yes, that's absolutely. That's it, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. 22nd for you, 26th for everyone else.
Okay, yeah. that's great. Come here, I'm going to take you back and talk a little bit about the documentary. Mm-hmm. And the idea, like, to go filming for, what, 4 years, was it? Who came up with this idea, like?
Do you know, none of us. And Brendan Byrne, who was the director, he reached out to us. And I can remember the first time they filmed, we were doing a headline show in London, and these guys came over, and I absolutely hated it. I like my sort of privacy and my space.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was very invasive. And I can just remember at one point standing in a corner, like facing into the corner, basically as a way to be like, go away, like, let me be, these are so invasive. And then we sort of spoke to him again and just said, look, thanks but no thanks. And he said, what was the problem? And we told him, and he says, what if I can talk to them and be like, you need to stay in the peripheral? I was not really feeling it, and then he sent the footage through and it looked amazing, you know. So I was like, okay, yes, let's set boundaries and let's continue to do it. And fair play to them, they follow us everywhere, you know, even to Australia at points. And yeah, it's just, in my opinion, I kind of wish we kind of got the release of the album, but, you know,
I think it stands on its own, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it stands on its own because I was talking to our man at the movies, who he's on here every Thursday, and it played in the Eclipse Cinemas in Bundoran, mm-hmm. and he really enjoyed it. He's told me, and I didn't get to see it now, but I know it's probably going to up on the BBC Player, is it?
It was. I don't know if it's still there, but I have a feeling it'll come back on again for sure. Probably around the album release.
It'll come back on again. You know,
and yeah, it's just strange because you can see the projector, and then we had to film like a full stop with, you know, the pandemic because there was nothing
happening.
So
basically, to explain to the listeners who are probably going, what are they talking about? It's basically you on the road and life and music and recording, and when you're in Donegal making music and mm-hmm. all that. And that's what the documentary is about. But it spans 4 years, which is like a long time.
Yeah, yeah. If nobody has seen it, you just should watch it simply for my different hairstyles alone. You know, I went from hair down to my butt to... Yeah. Basically skin the head with a wee fringe, you know, it's...
Mir, look, you've been all over the world. You've been playing with Ed Sheeran and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. And, like, is this... How does that get into your head, like, when you go, oh, you sit down, like, one day and you're in Belfast and the next minute you're with Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, well...
What happened?
I was in New York playing to 40 people, and 2 days later I was playing to 18,000 in Italy.
Yeah.
So it's an adjustment for sure, but ultimately, weirdly... It's not easier because nothing's easy about it, but you're on a big stage, so everybody's a little further away, so it feels a wee bit less personal.
Yeah.
In the size of the arenas, you know, and the stadiums, but unbelievable at the same time. Whenever you look out and you see the lights all shining back, and you go, wow, like how many people's in this room?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now you have a tour. You're currently on tour. Well, for August, September, I think I have tour dates for you, and people can check that out on your Facebook page. And
RyanMcMillanMusic.com is probably the best place for all the information.
But you're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing like most weekends, and
Well, I just finished a 7 week tour of Europe, which was, you know, from going from no touring to 7 weeks on
That's
the
a
road
lot.
It was a lot. But also it actually got a bit of funk out of my head of like, you know, like what's the sort of just sort of getting the rust out and all that kind of stuff. And then we go back on the road August 27th straight through till November nearly.
Plenty of Irish dates in there as well.
Tons of Irish dates. Yeah. I mean, my favourite thing to do is tour Ireland. It's just the best crack, you know, not to diminish anywhere else. It's just Ireland has a wee bit of an extra gear, you know. And it was kind of like, do we just do Dublin? And it was like, let's go.
That's around the country.
Every county, if we can.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had it up on our Facebook page, folks. If you're checking out Ocean FM's Facebook page, all the dates are there and all the gigs. And we try and get them back to play in Sligo. But anyway.
I shouldn't say this, but I am trying.
Yes.
Because I've never played in Sligo.
Yes.
So I'm trying.
Okay.
It's whether I can get a date in a venue to fit it.
Oh, we'll get you a venue. We'll get you a date.
Worst case, I'll just do it in this room here.
You're welcome to come back.
Yeah.
You come back to us and definitely get you a date and a venue.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you, I'm not going to keep you much longer anyway. And I know you came all the way from Belfast today to come down to us to see us. Just
especially for you, yeah.
I'm absolutely blown away now. And I was for making that trip and coming down. But look at... you're going to do something else for us. Now, people will not expect what you're going to do next.
No. To be honest, I didn't expect
what I'm going to
do next. It was literally an off-the-cuff thing that I kind of was messing about with last night, and I actually don't know it. People can't see this, but I'm actually getting the lyrics on my phone.
Yes.
So we'll see. I guess we'll see how it goes.
Okay. You've been listening to Ryan McMullen live here on Ocean Drive on your Wednesday. You're wondering what's going on the radio. He's going to do another song. It's a cover, and I'm not even going to introduce it. I'm just going to let it flow. Ryan.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me, getting wild and wild. When you come to me, give me everything I need. Give me a lifetime of promises and a world of dreams. speak a language of love like you know what it means. It can't be wrong. Take my heart and make it strong. You're simply the best. You're better than all the rest. Better than anyone I've ever met. And I'm stuck on your heart. I hang on every word you say. Tear us apart. Baby, I would rather be dead. In our heart, you see the star of every night and every day. In your eyes, I get lost and I get washed away. Just as long as I'm here in your arms, I could be in no better place. You're simply the best. You're better than all the rest. You're better than anyone I've ever met. And I'm stuck on your heart. I hang on every word you say. Tear us apart. Baby, I would rather be dead. You're simply the best.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely. You've completely made it your own. You know, you hear that song so much at a party or whatever, and that's a great version.
Oh, cheers.
I like it. I like it a whole lot. I don't know. Love that, I tell you. That'll go down well at the gigs.
Yeah, it
definitely would. Yeah. People would love that. Yeah. Come here, we're going to wrap up the interview, but I'm just going to ask you, about future plans. And, well, I know the album's coming out and all that, and, and more songs, and probably another album, and international touring, which is in there. But I know you like your independence, though, when it comes to the music.
Absolutely, yeah. I guess I kind of went through 5 years of it, so what, if anything, I learned out of it was, I like to do things my way, and sometimes you have to make sacrifices, and I personally don't see it as a sacrifice. I love having to dictate my own future, because then it's all on you and you can't blame anybody else.
Yeah, I think we're a couple of soulmates.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, well done. You keep that in mind, and that'll keep you going, because you're making great music, and we're loving playing them here on the radio. Can't wait to get the album.
Yes.
My initial copy, which I'll get on the 22nd.
Yeah.
And just remind people, it's out in August. Everybody's going to know about it anyway. And
yeah,
Ryan, look, really appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Really enjoyed this, and keep in touch. And, you know, anything we can do for you, we're always here.
Yeah, get Ryan me a gig in Sligo.
Absolutely. That is the next thing. That's the most important thing. I'm going to be making those calls right now. That was Ryan McMullen, live in studio. Thanks a million, Ryan.
Cheers.
Ocean FM's Ocean Drive.